This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. It is summer in Los Angeles, and it is hot. It is maybe especially hot where I record this podcast, in my sound studio, which is my garage, which is a building that was constructed without any insulation whatsoever. Did I mention it was hot? For my first episode after my semi-unplanned hiatus, I wanted to talk about cooler things. I kinda already did water music, to an extent, in the second episode, and I didn't immediately want to jump back into that territory again. So I thought about what else might put me in a different, maybe cooler mental state. And then I was like, yeah, what about forests? Green, shady, that might work. It seemed like a good idea, at least musically speaking. Then someone told me about Super Mercado Brothers. If you don't know, Super Mercado Brothers is a video game music podcast hosted by brothers Will and Carl Brueggemann. They have nearly 300 episodes, and they've covered most video game music-related subjects you could think of, and in considerable depth. I listened to 3 episodes and then thought, God damn it, did they already do a forest episode? They did. They did a good job, too. It's their 16th episode, and it's a fairly comprehensive overview of how the idea of a forest has been translated musically into various video games over the years. These brothers are both composers themselves, and they can discuss music theory and music on a constructional level in a way I can't, because my 8 years of piano didn't stick. And so I was initially put off my idea of doing a forest episode, even if the music that plays in forest areas of video games can sound tranquil and quiet and dark and maybe might put me in a better mental state amidst all this heat. Of course, you're listening to my forest episode now, so you know what decision I made. In fact, the track I open with, and the track that's playing in the background now, is a forest track. It's the Norfest Forest theme from Terranigma, a 1995 Enix RPG that was released all around the world, though weirdly never in America. The game's music was composed by Miyoko Takaoka and Masanori Hikichi. In their forest episode, one of the things the Brueggemanns mentioned and that I very much agree with is that a forest can represent many different things. It can be magical and teeming with life, but can also be dangerous and sinister. It can be an escape from the modern world, or it could be a place where law and order and civilization just haven't arrived yet. It could be chaotic and primal, but it could also be still and peaceful. The Super Mercado Brothers episode ran the gamut of these depictions, but for my episode, I'm focusing on the ones that meet that last description, peaceful. This will be meditative. I want you to think about a quiet place that's a refuge from all the chaos in the world. Think about green. Think about sunlight filtering in through trees. Think about things not being so hot. All the tracks I'm playing in this episode meet these criteria, at least in my head. Maybe just let me take you through this little playlist and see where you end up on the other side. The first track I'm playing comes from Chrono Trigger, another 1995 RPG, but one that did actually come out in the United States. It has a great soundtrack, which was composed by Yasunori Masuda, and the song you're listening to is The Secret of the Forest. Thank you. This music actually captures a lot of the things I said a forest could be. It's weird and mysterious, but peaceful, but dark, but intriguing. The area of the game it plays in, Guardia Forest, is actually only a very small segment of the game, but the fact that it got its own theme makes me think the creators really wanted us to have a firm handle on what kind of place it is. A twisty path through trees on the edge of town. As the track plays, it evolves, and you kind of can't anticipate what's coming next. Much like you maybe wouldn't be able to see too far ahead of yourself if you were walking through the woods. And those melancholy piano chords at the end? They still get me. Even 2 decades after I first played through this game. You'll be getting a lot of Super Nintendo and Super Famicom tracks on this episode, and probably a lot of RPGs too, because they kind of do forests a lot. At least the kind of forests I'm talking about. But I did my best to make sure the playlist was not exclusively RPGs. It so happens that maybe the most beautiful forest theme ever in a video game comes from a platformer. Donkey Kong Country 2. Have a listen to Forest Interlude, composed by David Wise. Considering that Donkey Kong Country 2 is a platforming game that had you running and jumping to stay alive, it's a shame you weren't given more of a chance to linger and enjoy this track. Stickerbush Symphony might be the best-loved BGM from this game, but for my money, I think it's this one that comes closest to the greatness of Aquatic Ambience, which is probably the most loved track of the first Donkey Kong Country, also composed by David Wise. Forest Interlude is lush and beautiful, like a forest would be. But I think the thing I love most about this track is that it incorporates some actual kind of forest noises into the composition itself. Those bird chirps you hear about 40 seconds in, on the first playthrough, you might think those are just part of the stage, like, you know, sound effects. But they're not. They are, in fact, part of the music itself. And in doing that, I feel like David Wise helps to really create a sense of space, which is what a lot of video game music is supposed to do, and this one maybe just does it especially effectively. Seiken Densetsu 3 is the sequel to Secret of Mana that never came out in the US or anywhere outside of Japan. It actually has more than one track that could qualify as forest stage music, but the one I've chosen for this episode is titled Powell, like the Western last name. I actually don't know why this would be the title of this track, but it's a beautiful composition even if it has a strange name. Have a listen. Now, an interesting aspect of Seiken Densetsu 3 is that the game cycles through day and night as you play, which means that every location you see both in sunlight and in darkness. However, the area of the game in which you first encounter this track is one that you have to pass through at night the first time you go through it. And I'd say that the music actually more closely matches the mood of the night version than it does the day version. The composer, Hiroki Kakuda, very adeptly captures the spirit of traipsing through a forest by moonlight. But it's such a good composition overall that I don't really mind when I hear it again if you pass through the same area during the daylight. Speaking of games that didn't get proper releases outside of Japan back in the day, the next track comes from a semi-unknown game called Do-Re-Mi Fantasy. It's actually a sequel to a game we did get in the West, Mylon's Secret Castle, which came out for the NES in 1988. Do-Re-Mi Fantasy came out in 1996, but only for the Super Famicom, not for the SNES, though it did eventually get a Western release for the Wii Virtual Console. It's a pretty solid platformer, though in a few instances it will surprise you with background music that's more ambient or atmospheric than the melodic stuff you'd normally expect from this sort of game. This track, composed by Jun Chikuma, is titled Windy Cliffs. You first encounter it in the game's forest stages, and it's actually kind of haunting, though maybe in a pretty way. Thank you. The way that string instrument just starts and then abruptly stops, it's actually kind of creepy. The overall presentation of this game is very cutesy though, so I suppose I'm happy Chikuma was allowed to take some of the compositions into weirder, more serious territory than we might have gotten with a different composer. The next track comes from a suggestion from my roommate. Hi Glenn. I told him I was doing a sort of Forest BGM mixtape, and he said I should include this one particular track from the 1994 Sega Genesis RPG Shining Force 2. It's the theme to this hidden elf town in the game, and it was composed by Motoaki Takenouchi. Now, I am going to play it, but because Glenn pointed out that this song is actually a variation on another track in the game, the theme to a water goddess character, I'm going to start with the former and segue into the latter. It sounds cool. Just listen. To me, both tracks remind me of the fairy theme from The Legend of Zelda. And if you play those games, you know there's a connection between the minor fairies and these larger goddess-type fairies. The connection between these two Shining Force tracks mirrors that association, I think. And I wonder if that maybe was intentional. Now, if you know video games, you might know what game inspired this episode's title, What the Forest Taught Me. Initially, I was going to use that track, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought there was a different forest theme from Secret of Mana that maybe would work even better for this particular episode. Late in the game, you venture through an area called the Pure Land. That's a sort of mystical primeval forest. And its background music, composed by Hiroki Kikuta, who's making his second appearance in this episode, is one of the more beautiful ones in the game. Have a listen to Still of the Night. If you've ever seen the cover art for Secret of Mana, you know it's the three heroes standing at the base of a giant tree surrounded by green forest, basically. This is that area, technically. And as much as that cover art sums up what Secret of Mana is about, this song, to me, epitomizes everything that Secret of Mana should sound like. Probably one of the most famous forest areas in a video game ever is the Lost Woods, which first appear in the original Legend of Zelda and have appeared in many of the sequels ever since. It actually even kind of shows up in Super Mario World. That game's fifth area, translated in English as Forest of Illusion, is known in Japan as Meioi no Mori, which is also the Japanese name for the Lost Woods. And that makes sense, seeing how both are these woodsy areas that are designed to impede your progress and instead send you back to where you began. In the background right now, you can hear Koji Kondo's Lost Woods theme as it's heard in The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. And I like it, but if I'm trying to draw together the dreamier, more meditative forest themes in video games, it's possibly just a little too short and repetitive for my taste. So instead, I'm using it as an intro for what I think is the most beautiful forest theme ever in a Zelda game. Have a listen. It's the Farron Woods theme from Twilight Princess, which is easily the most recent video game I'm including in this episode. Twilight Princess came out for the Wii and GameCube back in 2006. The composition is either credited to Toru Minegishi or to Minegishi and Asuka Ota jointly. I actually couldn't find for certain whether it was one or the both of them, and if you know for sure, please yell at me about it on social media. So long as we're talking about Nintendo, I have another one I'd like to throw at you. It's a personal favorite of mine, because back in the day I was given these VHS tapes of this BBC Jim Henson collaboration called The Storyteller. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, it's not the best known Jim Henson project ever. But the track I'm going to play sounds remarkably like the intro theme song for this TV show. It's probably just a coincidence, I'm guessing, but in the end, both these songs have a place in my heart. Without further ado, I would like to play for you the wonderfully titled Beware the Forest Mushrooms, composed by Yoko Shimomura for the 1996 Super Nintendo game Super Mario RPG. Thank you. given that this is another Nintendo game that has your character venturing through a forest maze, you could maybe make the argument that this is the Super Mario RPG twist on The Lost Woods. In this case, though, the music really sets it apart. This song is delightful. I've talked before in this podcast about how much I love Yoko Shimomura, and Super Mario RPG actually might be my favorite thing that she's ever done, but this track in particular always seems like a standout to me because she manages to capture the two different factors of going through this forest place. Part of it's fun, it sounds like an adventure, and the other part of it is that there's a little tiny bit of danger, so you can't really have a real adventure without danger, and it's Mario-level danger, so it's not like it's actually scary, but she manages to combine both those feelings into one track, and I think as far as video game music goes, this is extremely successful. You really get a sense for what she's trying to make you feel. And by the way, I'll put a link on the SoundCloud page for this episode so you can listen to the opening theme to The Storyteller and decide for yourself how close you think they are. I don't think Super Mario RPG ripped off The Storyteller, but I would say both compositions are probably pulling from similar inspirations. Have a listen for yourself. One of the best dungeon themes in Final Fantasy VI happens to first appear in an area that's not exactly a dungeon. It's a forest. The Phantom Forest, in fact. It kind of serves as a gateway to this train that ghosts ride to the afterlife. Or something. The music for this area is appropriately beautiful and spooky, and it goes a long way to not just setting the stage for how you're supposed to feel about this area, but setting you up for how much weirder things are about to become when you board this train full of ghosts. Have a listen. I'm actually surprised it took me this many episodes to feature a track by Nobuo Uematsu, but I'm happy the first one came from Final Fantasy VI. He's one of the most famous video game composers ever, and Final Fantasy VI has long been a personal favorite of mine. In English, this track is titled The Mystical Forest. I will point out, however, that the track's Japanese name is Meioe no Mori, which I mentioned earlier was the Japanese name for the forest illusion in Super Mario World and the Lost Woods in Legend of Zelda. Weird, right? Again, I'm not sure that's an intentional nod, and for all I know, the idea of a lost forest is a Japanese cultural thing that's just getting reflected in various video games. Again, if you know, please tell me, by which I mean yell at me on social media. Finally, I wanted to play a track from Animal Crossing, which takes place in a forest, and in Japan is known as Dobutsu no Mori, or Animal Forest. The game is the reigning queen of tranquil background music, and it was actually tough to pick out one precise song to represent the entire series, but I eventually decided on the 5 a.m. rainy music from Animal Crossing New Leaf. Thank you. It is very background music, to be sure, but there's something about this one that's just a little weird enough to stand out. I think it's those strange synth effects you hear about 10 seconds in, and they kind of underscore how it can be both beautiful and weird to be the only one awake and walking around at 5 a.m. And that's it. I can't say that I necessarily feel cooler for having spent all this time in the digital shade, but that may be because, as I've mentioned, I record this podcast in my garage. And it is still summer in Los Angeles, and it is still hot out. It did occur to me that the low-key nature of this episode's selections might lend itself to a more immersive experience. So as a bonus feature, and kind of as an apology for taking a weeks-long hiatus, I'm going to repackage all this music as a sort of extra episode. It's all the songs I used in this episode, plus one or two that ultimately did not make the cut, just mixed back-to-back without my yapping in between. Because who knows? Maybe you'll find yourself feeling calmer and cooler if you don't have to listen to me make words every few minutes. You can subscribe to Singing Mountain on both SoundCloud and iTunes. If you want to listen to any individual track I included in this episode, have a look at Singing Mountain's SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/singingmountain. And while you're there, you can listen to my other podcast, We Are Not Young Anymore, which is all about revisiting the movies we liked when we were kids. If there's a composition you'd like me to talk about in a future episode, hit me up on Twitter at Drew G. Mackey. That's M-A-C-K-I-E. And if you like this podcast, write me a review on iTunes. I will think you're cool if you do. And please, by the way, listen to Super Mercado Brothers, if you're not already. Like, you're even kind of sort of digging what I'm putting down here. You probably will love what the Brueggemanns do on their podcast. They do a stellar job of elevating video game music and discussing it in a very competent way. And they have really good opinions, and you might even learn some music terminology. I myself had to look up ostinato and arpeggio to make sure I was using them correctly. I was not. I'm closing out this episode with another track by Yasunori Masuda, who did the Chrono Trigger track, and then in 1999 did the sequel, Chrono Cross. The game was maybe not everything diehard Chrono Trigger fans were expecting. It's essentially one game to tie up a loose end in the first game's plot, but, you know, whatever. The soundtrack was amazing, though, and Masuda may have even topped Secret of the Forest with a new forest-themed track called Forest of Cutting Shadows, and God, I love that title. It's just perfect. See ya.